Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a migrant crisis in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel faced down jeering anti-immigrant protesters Wednesday in Heidenau, saying her country has no tolerance for what she called shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees seeking asylum. Meanwhile, refugee chaos reigned in southern Hungary, with police firing tear gas at a migrant center where about 200 migrants refused to be fingerprinted. The government of Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists have agreed to seek an end to ceasefire violations in the eastern part of the country on September 1st, the first day of school. The truce was negotiated by the Trilateral Contact Group under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The two sides agreed in February to a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, but sporadic fighting has continued there. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy. Mr. Kiir expressed reservations while signing the agreement Wednesday during a ceremony in Juba. The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls to demilitarize Juba, and the putting of foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. Selling by investors in China drove Shanghai stock prices down again Wednesday, despite traders' earlier hopes that 5 days of losses would be reversed. Meanwhile, Wall Street ended the day higher. European markets dropped and then regained almost all of their losses. Brokers in the West said investors were regaining confidence after the market turmoil this past week. This is VOA News. European Union ministers are to meet in Paris on Saturday to look for ways to tighten regional security after last week's attack on a high-speed train traveling from Netherlands to France. Lisa Bryant reports prosecutors have formally charged a suspect with terrorism.
An inquiry is in progress to find out more about Moroccan-born Ayoub El-Ghazani, the man accused of launching Friday's thwarted attack aboard the high-speed Thalys train. At a news conference here, Paris prosecutor François Molins dismissed the suspect's claim that he was not a jihadist, but rather a homeless man planning to rob a train.
Il y a donc lieu aujourd'hui de considérer.
Molas said Ghazani is accused of acting with terrorist purposes. He said the Moroccan had used a mobile phone to watch a jihadi video calling for violence minutes before the attack. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
NATO says two gunmen wearing Afghan Defense Forces uniforms attacked a military compound in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province Wednesday. Two coalition service members were killed. Coalition troops returned fire, and both of the shooters were killed. The brother of deceased Taliban leader Mullah Omar is speaking out amid an internal power struggle within the Afghan insurgency. Some senior leaders, led by Omar's family, are challenging the appointment of Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the group's new commander, campaigning to have Omar's brother, Mullah Abdul Manan, named successor. Speaking to VOA by telephone Wednesday, Manan warned Mansour's supporters against coercive tactics. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he will not permit international observers for any future elections. He cited what he called foreign interference in his country's 4-year civil war. He was interviewed in his office in Damascus. A fired TV reporter Wednesday shot and killed another reporter and a cameraman while they were doing a live on-the-street interview. The person being interviewed was wounded in that incident. The attack took place near Roanoke in southwestern Virginia. The gunman, Vester Flanagan, shot himself when confronted by police outside Washington, D.C., and later died. The black shooter called himself a power keg of anger over racial issues. The dead journalists were white. A constitutional amendment passed nearly 150 years ago to give U.S. citizenship to freed slaves has become a hot-button issue in the 2016 presidential campaign. Last week, Republican presidential contender Donald Trump unveiled his campaign's immigration plan, including a proposal to end the automatic citizenship for any child born on U.S. soil. Several Republican candidates oppose granting citizenship to children born to parents who are in the country illegally. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.